Overseas, prisons have been hotspots for spreading COVID-19 as overcrowding, insufficient health services and hygiene shortfalls increase transmission risks. Now, with 6 Victorian prisons in lockdown, advocates are calling for the release of low-risk inmates and those who are medically vulnerable to infection, including Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Claudia Fattoni is Chief Executive Officer of the Fitzroy Legal Service. She says that prisoners need access to high-quality health services as much as those in the community. The Wire's Sof Landau asked Claudia if prisoners have access to personal protective equipment, such as masks.
It's our understanding that prisoners can request a mask, and if they request one, that they're entitled to receive one. Our view is that there needs to be more proactively promoting prisoners to say that the masks are available and not wait for them to request one. We know that prisons aren't set up for physical distancing, maintaining good hygiene. So we really think it's really important that the corrections staff are really proactively making masks available to prisoners who want them.
In a private prison, the Ravenhall Correctional Centre in Melbourne's West, a guard was diagnosed with COVID-19. Claudia says now is the time for transparency if the public are to trust private contractors to do the right thing.
We need to know who tests positive, where, what they're doing to maintain the health and safety of prisoners. Our view is that there's an opportunity for the government to reduce the prison population. It's overcrowded in a lot of Victorian prisons, and now is the time to reduce that so that less prisoners have a significant risk of attracting COVID-19.
Calls have been mounting for low-risk inmates and those who are vulnerable to the virus to be released from prisons, citing overcrowding as a major risk factor for transmission.
At this stage, we're not aware of any moves by the government to take those proactive measures to reduce overcrowding in prisons. We keep calling on them to do that. People who pose a low risk to the community. There's also a lot of people on remand who haven't been sentenced or haven't been actually found guilty of any crimes. There's a lot of people in there who are nearing the end of their sentences, so an early release would be appropriate. And people with significant underlying health issues that are more susceptible to not just attracting COVID-19, but the severe health implications if they were to attract it. There's lots of opportunities for government. Unfortunately, we don't believe they've taken any up, but we'll continue to call for that, because we believe that our prison population needs to be as protected as the rest of the community.
Some advocates say all those incarcerated should be released from prisons. Claudia says that first we must address those who are at most risk from a health perspective.
I think there's a way to do this safely that still protects the safety of the community. And we would say that prisons are overcrowded, so if you can reduce the overcrowding, it gives you a better chance that if some prisoners are retained in the system, that they can then maintain those physical distancing requirements. So we would say that first and foremost, let's think about the prisoners who are at most risk from a health perspective, elderly people, and those who pose a low risk to the community. They should be the ones that should be first released, and that would certainly assist with the overcrowding and the ability to sort of more effectively maintain what we're asking the rest of the community to do in terms of health restrictions.
Debbie Kilroy is the CEO of Sisters Inside and argues we can't pick and choose who survives.
Everybody must be released from prison. We've seen in other countries around the world where people in prison have been released, tens of thousands of people because of COVID-19. And it has spread very quickly because a prison cannot contain a pandemic at all. And prisons don't have the health facilities or services that people need who are unwell at the best of times. The usual response for health in a prison is we'll give you a Panadol. We know that the majority of people in prison have compromised immune systems. Prison populations, because of the vulnerability, the marginalisation, the disadvantage, because of the numbers of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people at high risk of contracting the virus, spreading the virus further, whether that's with other people in prison or they're released, spread it in the community, and high risk of dying.
Debbie says the prisons are unable to adhere to proper health and safety precautions.
There's not enough hand sanitizer. There's not enough soap. You can't social distance. Everyone shares where they're sitting. They're in solitary confinement at the moment, so there'll be double ups and triple ups. So people are in very small confined cells. It's physically impossible to actually deal with this pandemic inside a prison. That's why we must release everybody, not just some, everybody must be released. Otherwise, there's going to be deaths.
Debbie Kilroy, CEO of Sisters Inside, ending that report from The Wire's Sof Landau.